That's right. The fun hour begins. 7 o'clock here on the Bogey and Wojo show. We missed you guys the last couple of days. We did. Although, nobody missed us, right?
Well, no. They got the they had the Dan Dickerson and the Dan Petrie.
Oh, that's right.
The role. Which role am I? I'm more Petrie and you're more Dickerson, right?
Yeah.
That's my role.
What do you mean? Like, as far as who we like more?
Roles. They were in our time slot, so who's who?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
That's tough.
Yeah, that is a toughie.
Is Petrie like the you know, comedic relief, you know, guy who, you know, just relies on, like,
old,
you know,
bits and lame, you know, like jokes and sexual...
I don't think Petrie does the sexual and double entendres.
Oh.
I don't think he does. I could be wrong.
So maybe they aren't like us at all then.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What about this? Finishing off this, you know, things in sports that, you know, you wish you didn't always rely upon, whether it's rules or strategy. Here's one. Ticket text 97136. By the way, somebody said, I was at that Tigers game where the fans were told to leave because of lightning. The fans were never told why they had to leave, just that they had to, and we still don't know why.
What?
Why? Let's see. We need to stop rewarding teams for sucking, especially in the draft. I'm certainly not getting into even the tanking thing, but I understand. I think there's some adjustments that need to be made there for sure.
Can make some small changes. Yeah.
And is this true? Because you're the big NBA aficionado.
Yeah.
And it's actually sent by KB in Royal Oak.
So I think that's you. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Luke Kennard is outperforming Donovan Mitchell in the postseason. I was right all along, KB in Royal Oak. Now, I know Kennard has shot pretty well. Is Mitchell doing nothing? I know Utah is...
The Rockets have been unbelievable. James Harden's just been out of this world. But yeah, Mitchell's...
Been held in check a little bit.
Maybe
yeah.
we should apologize to Stan Van Gundy.
5 of 19, 11 points, 1 of 8 from deep last night for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back to game one. I don't think we need to, but it's funny that you bring that ticket text up because...
funny.
You have been one of those people.
Those people?
Troll. You talk about Rieger being a troll. You trolled Luke Kennard over the Donovan Mitchell snubbing. Look, Luke Kennard may never be a superstar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But can you admit on these airwaves right now, 7:05, the fun hour on the Bogey and Wojo show, you are wrong about him being more than just a shooter. Like, he is a legitimate playmaker in the NBA, and when asked to play a bigger role, he is more than capable.
I don't think I ever characterized him as nothing. I just characterized him as not Donovan Mitchell, which he still isn't. Yes, thank you. Now, he has been. I give him
credit. He's surprised you, hasn't he, though?
A little bit, yeah. He has actually shown some, a little bit of toughness, a little bit. I don't know. The play I don't like is when he drives either the lane or the baseline and then just sort of gets caught all the time in traffic because he doesn't...
And gets up in the air and makes passes. You can get in trouble doing that.
Yes, that can happen. That can happen. But, he's been better than I expected.
In a calendar year.
The only reason it was an issue was because of Donovan Mitchell.
I agree.
It wasn't because of Luke Kennard.
And I'll be honest, I think mentally, you know, you probably, if you're him, you probably heard those, you know, criticisms and whispers. And I bet that was tough to deal with in your rookie year of the NBA adjusting to the game. But there's no doubt, whether it be Dwayne Casey, his own doing, you know, extra work, Blake Griffin effect, whatever it is, he's playing at a different level.
I'll tell you what part of it is.
That's very encouraging for the franchise.
I'll tell you what part of it is. The very under the radar, but I would say a pretty shrewd trade deadline maneuver was to get rid of Reggie Bullock and Stanley Johnson and opened up shooting for Luke Kennard.
An expanded role.
Not that Stanley Johnson was a shooter, but...
He tried.
Yeah. No. That's why I have faith in Big Ed. Big Ed Stefanski.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, he's made
moving
some decent
forward.
Moves.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I don't want to spend
a whole
lot of time...
Was that what I had to apologize or admit to?
I just wanted to see if, you could admit that you were, a little bit wrong.
Unbelievable.
And, that you were a little hard on, Mr. Kennard there for a little bit.
Give him credit. He's doing better.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to spend a ton of time on the Pistons. We can move on here coming up. But Pistons in that second quarter last night, right? Playing well. Bruce Brown, you know, both ends of the floor, blocks, steals, attacking the rim.
He was really attacking.
He was very good, right? Mm-hmm. And I think totally changed the game. Kind of like Pat Connaughton, I think, changed the game for the Bucks. He came off the bench, I think, at 18, 9 rebounds, whatever it was.
What is he, by the way?
I have no idea.
What the hell kind of a name is that? Where did he come from?
Beats me.
Who is he? What is he?
Didn't he go to Notre Dame?
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
of course.
Pat Connaughton. Yeah. White guy who can shoot, hustle. Yeah.
He's not a ginger, though.
No, that's true. Yeah, what was that? Lou Karen Goaty. That's who the
Notre
other...
Notre Dame gets a lot of the gingers.
Actually, I think he is a ginger.
Is he?
I see a picture here. Maybe it's just color hair. No, that looks... I'm sorry. It's a Portland picture of him. I think it's just a light reflecting.
Oh. So Notre Dame, because of the Irish, they're fairer skin. They get a lot of the gingers.
Yeah. Lou Karen Goaty. I hated him when he was at Notre Dame.
I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. He was like this weird, homely-looking guy that somehow could go out there and score 18 points a game.
All right, let's not be ripping on the opposition.
Let me ask you this. Pistons take the lead into halftime last night. You joked around during crosstalk. You were trying to have fun with Mike.
59-58.
Mike, I went to sleep. You know, did the Pistons hang on and win? Blah, blah, blah. And funny.
And Mike answered it seriously. He goes, no, they lost by 20. I said, I know! I watched! He did, didn't he?
He did. Okay.
Dude, they lost by 20.
To be fair, he had already done like over an hour show after Tigers baseball. Woo. He was exhausted, you know? Like, woo. I get that. I mean, anytime we have to do more than an hour, we don't have much left,
I'm moments away from checking out.
Do you think there was anyone on this great green earth?
No.
Although I will say here, mostly in Metro Detroit, or Pistons fans. Anyone that believed they were winning that game.
No. As a matter of fact, I think I even tweeted that as soon as they burst out in the third quarter,
it was
immediately
over,
are they going to cover the 15-point spread?
Which they didn't. Did, yeah.
No, they didn't. Are the Pistons going to cover the 15-point spread?
Yeah.
See, we look at things through the viewpoint of the local team, generally speaking.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. No, nobody thought they were going to win, but I think...
Like, is that that's all you wanted to see?
I think I was shrieking the other day after they pooped the bed. Is cliche, but just show some pride. Just show that. And they did. I mean, they played hard, and they're not good enough, obviously. But you pooped. That was Stoney with poop lines interrupting the troll. Right?
Stop it. Come on.
Troll is not a bad phrase.
Have some more respect for Rieger. He goes down there and asks the tough questions, unlike
you. Do you know everybody who lives in the Lower Peninsula is a troll? We live under the bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's
beneath the bridge. We're trolls. Yeah. David, don't shake your head at that. That's an old joke.
That is a good point.
We're all trolls. We're under the bridge. Wait, what were you just saying? You said something stupid. Oh, poop the bed. No, nobody. I defy even the most ardent Piston. Even George Blaha was probably thinking, at least they won't lose by 30.
I mean, look, at least they had one good quarter. You know, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We'll move on. I don't do a ton of Piston stuff, but just thought it was interesting. Glad Woj can be honest about the playmaking ability of Luke Kennard and what he's bringing to the table.
Emerging
as an elite perimeter player in the National Basketball Association.
Let's not go elite yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. He does have a very, very sweet jumper when he's wide open.
Stop it. He can create as well. He does a good job of it.
Create what?
Create open looks. He can get to,
he's good.
To the mid-range. He can go to the rim. He had a nice little dish to Andre Drummond for a dunk. I mean, come on.
Oh, and Drummond got it into the hoop?
Yeah, he actually finished it.
There's so many times where you're like, why didn't you just dunk the ball? It's like a little putback. Now, it must be harder than we realize, right?
I don't think so.
I've never been 7 feet, so I have no idea. No, it's not harder than we realize. I can't keep track of who David's answering, which questions he's answering.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even think Stephen A. Smith knows.
Oh. Please. Yes, apparently.
If we asked Stephen A. Smith, he would probably say, yeah, but, you know, Drummond's really more of a perimeter-oriented player, so, you know.
Yeah, Drummond's the playmaker on that team. He really...
Since adding the three-point shot to his game, poor Stephen A. Stretched so thin. Bogey and Wojo, 97-1.